Hello, respected viewers, it's George from Ireland, so welcome to Antalya, Turkey. Here I am by the Mediterranean coast. So what's tourism like in one of Turkey's major resorts? Not one of its most exclusive resorts, it has to be said. The tourists here are mostly Russian. There are some Ukrainians, some of them refugees. Some of the Russians also fled the so-called special military operation. People from Belarus, Kazakhstan and so on. There are British and German tourists. Some hotels, they only speak German, they only Western language, or only speak Russian. Occasionally for people from Arab countries as well. So what else can I say? So it's not that expensive a resort. And problem is, here there's just a shingle beach. You see yon promontory. Well, if you went around yonder, you come to a lovely sandy beach in the Lara area, where it was about 3 years ago, which I'd recommend to you. A bit pricier over there for obvious reasons. There are party boats going up and down with a pirate theme. It's sort of midday, where there are not as many people on the beach and not many people on the party boats, because, well, it's fair to say that it's not cold. It's not as boiling as you might want to think, because there's this smart onshore breeze providing some bracing and very welcome ventilation. So we're slightly cooled, and you can see the palm trees with their fronds fluttering aloft with joy. And you can slip into the azure waves there. It's just this crystalline clarity to the water quality, though you don't see many fish swimming about. The water quality really is fantastic. You think there'd be oil or something like that. There's a bit of an industrial port of that away, you maybe can see towards the horizon, but no. And you can see almost like those dragon's teeth sort of mountains to my rear. They're rising very abruptly from the shore, but I haven't been up there. So there's a very stony soil. If you go to the unpaved areas, there's all that coarse, sharp grass. So very similar topography as you see to the neighboring region, well, the neighboring country of Greece. There's some tower blocks of 10 and even 20 stories, nothing higher than that. Now, the historic area of the city is that way. Obviously, it goes back to late antiquity, that part of the city. But here is very modern, often the last 20 years is rather bland. Just these unimaginative box-type buildings. It could be anywhere, actually, so somewhat characterless. And there are lots of hotels, often not part of a chain, with not huge numbers of rooms, say 50 rooms, something like that, almost all en suite. They virtually all have a pool. However tiny, they feel they have got to have a pool, so they can just tick that box and put that one on the brochure. They're not like half Olympic-sized pools or anything of that nature. So probably no five-star hotels in this part of town, but on the other side of that headland, for instance. As you can see, there are no noisy water sports like jet skiing and things like that. People bring in their own little boats, their canoes to hire over at the other side. So the centre is very historic. You can see some archaeological sites, ancient churches, mosques and such like here in Antalya. It's one of the most easterly Turkish beach resorts on the Mediterranean. Bodrum, well, I call it Bedrum, is a bit further west. Fethiye, Marmaris and others. In my ignorance, I assumed that Marmaris was on the Sea of Marmara, but it's not. It's also on the Mediterranean. The Sea of Marmara is this rather enclosed area, so it's a bay, we'd call it, in between the Dardanelles and where the Bosphorus, really. So quite close to Istanbul, but not many people go there. So because it's such a busy sea lane, so fairly enclosed, you know, that there's quite a lot of oil in the water. It's only 800 meters across the Bosphorus, whereas then if you get to say about 2 kilometers across the Dardanelles at the narrowest point, and so many ships use that vital seaway that's why the oil gets trapped. Of course, the Black Sea Grain Initiative came to an end yesterday. That was this United Nations sponsored deal between Russia and Ukraine, whereby Ukraine was able to export corn, grain and such like. Can you even see my face? Is it too shaded? In the ships of neutral countries, and Russia was inspecting the ships coming into Chornomorsk, Odessa, and was it Kherson, those whatever three ports they still have in their own hands, to ensure that the weapons are not being brought in. But Russia has refused to extend the deal, therefore it's terminated, and Ukraine is saying, well, should we carry on anyway with neutral shipping? Would the United States provide naval escorts, just as they did escorts to see that oil could safely be exported through the Arabian Gulf in the 1980s? But the United States is refusing to do so, saying that would be too escalatory. The Ukrainian-Russian tourists, there doesn't appear to be any tensions, and no one's discussing the anfractuosities of the Russo-Ukrainian conflict. and the Turkish police are here, but not too much in evidence. They don't seem to be any problems of that nature. Obviously, a lot of places can speak Russian. People come here for dental work. You can often get free dental work, just a free checkup, and then they then try to induce you to pay for cleaning, and that's how they make their money. So some people get married here and so on. Very affordable to have a hotel, hire a venue, things like that. Quite a few of the tourists are Turkish. So you can go to this public beach and pay nothing. There are various beaches you can pay 100 or 200 lira to actually have a sun lounger all day. You can't bring your own food and drink there. That's how they make their money. You have to purchase comestibles and drinks from them if you want to have anything. And you really need to slake your thirst because you can get dehydrated quite easily here. I would recommend you bring those like beach shoes, some sort of sturdy sandals, because it would hurt your feet a little bit going down to the shingle shore. You know, there are not too many seashells to collect. Obviously, there are plenty of seafood restaurants and little markets to buy trinkets, Turkish delight, fridge magnets and such like, caps, t-shirts, anything you would want, various flotation devices, those floating chairs, lilos, and things of that nature. So there's some boat trips to the nearby islands, but the place is not quite so full, this bay is not so full of islands as you find in Bodrum or elsewhere. So it's rather larger than that. I'm not sure there's a marina for yachts, things like that. So this is it, and you can see these lifeguard stations, often not manned. You've got the red, yellow flag. Sometimes there is a lifeguard, but he's sitting beside it rather than on top of the tower, which could move a great vantage point. You see those flotation devices, perhaps 50 meters offshore, to signal don't swim any further out than that, because a lifeguard can quite easily rescue within that. Moreover, you know, boats won't come within that, but beyond that, boats might come. You might be imperiling yourself. You really don't want your head severed by a propeller, because the insurance claim would be an awful lot of paperwork. So Antalya fairly warmly recommended. There's Antalya Airport, a little bit to the, where am I? A bit to the east of the city. I'm slightly to the western edge of the city. And flying to most major European countries, but particularly to Russia, Middle Eastern countries, served by, Aeroflot, obviously Turkish Airlines, Onur Air, Corendon, which is a Turkish one I recently found out about. Maybe some of the Western ones like EasyJet or Ryanair, I'm not sure. So quite seasonal, but it never gets particularly cold here. Obviously, November to February, you really wouldn't want to swim. Towards the end of March, you could just about swim. It would be cold. I mean, obviously, you can swim any time of year, but it would just about be bearable to come and sit at the beach wearing very little for a while. So there are many tattoo parlors or whatever. You can get a very affordable haircut here. So the Turkish lira has fallen to 35 to the pound. Remember the old days, it was 5 to the pound. They have adjusted their prices somewhat, but still a bit cheaper than it used to be. So that is Bodrum, and that's a little my take on this part of tourism in the Turkish Riviera. It's obviously a crucial part of their economy, together with the export of fruit and things like that, textiles. Okay, so follow me, George from Ireland. Please donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.